Welcome to Central Life Church. We hope you enjoyed today's message. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.
Was spoken about that goes, it is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. And so because we have hope in our hearts because of Christ, we carry the light. We don't have to try. And it says in John that the darkness cannot extinguish the light of Christ that we have. Hope. Hope is something that we eagerly wait for with perseverance. We can't see it. It's not in our present circumstance. It's in our future. It's a ways off, but we have this perseverance because we have this trust and we have this faith in Christ that he will deliver. And so we hang on and hold on tight. Hope is an anchor of the soul. It steadies us, makes us firm and secure. The Bible talks about in Proverbs, hope deferred makes the heart sick. A broken spirit dries the bones. But a merry heart is good like a medicine. Our hope is in Christ. It is not even just in this life that we're hoping. It's in our eternal life that we have this hope. It's an eternal hope. But for the things that happen through the year, the hardships and all of those things, they cause, I'll read it for you. I think I have marked this. Here we go. No, I didn't mark it either. Okay. I'm really all over the place, aren't I? Abraham, who had no reason for hope, he kept on hoping. Sometimes you lose it for a bit. You know, I've lost it now. Sometimes we lose it and we think, oh, there's no hope in this situation. But there is always hope. The hope is on the inside of you. So even when you feel like there's no hope, there is hope. That's where we just continue to believe, keep on believing and hoping and trusting and persevering. I'm just going to finish up because I don't think I'm doing very well. I just want to encourage you to sow in hope over Christmas. If you're doing really well, sow hope into someone else's life. You know, things might be going great guns for you, but somebody else may not be going so great. So if we sow in hope, we will reap a harvest. And so sow wherever you go. Light a candle over Christmas. Remember Jesus is our hope. When Christ, who is our hope, appears, we will become just like he is. The things of this earth will be just a shadow. They'll have passing, fleeting moment. It's so short compared to eternity. So whatever the things are that you're persevering, it produces patience, and patience produces hope, and hope doesn't disappoint. We will not be disappointed when we meet Jesus face to face. Amen? Okay, die.
Since I've got I thought I had a spare minute. I just want to take a photo this morning, church. Ready? Do something. Say monkey. Thank you. Well, I've got, I'm talking about peace this morning, and I really wanted to center it on Isaiah 9 verse 6. Peace is obviously connected to hope. It's a match made in heaven. So this is Isaiah's prophecy about the coming Messiah. This happened about 700 years before Jesus Christ was born. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father and Prince of Peace. In Hebrew, Ruth would know this, peace means shalom. But, you know, there's a deeper meaning about peace. And I was like, I was researching, you know, what do people think about peace? And this is what I found. Peace is like the spiritual harmony brought about by an individual's restoration with God. You know, most of us here today, we know Jesus. We've come to know him as our Lord and Saviour. If he hadn't have come to this earth, if God had not extended his hand to us as humanity, we would have no Jesus. We would have no hope. We would have no peace. But we are privileged. God saw us and thought, they need somebody. They need somebody. They need something to turn everything on its head. They're going nowhere. And they need to go somewhere. And so when I think of peace, I think of in the natural, a peace that we have through everything we go through. There's always the peace of God. He's the Prince of Peace and he's always in control. Even when our flesh panics, he's always in control. And then I think about the heavenly peace that it doesn't matter what's happening, I know where I'm going. You know where you're going. You know that after this life, there's another part of it in heaven. The heavenly things we will get to experience. I believe we're experiencing it now. Heaven comes down to earth. The kingdom of God is expanding here. The peace of God reigns. But there's another part of it as well, the heavenly part one day. You know, and I really thought about this right now because Christmas is an interesting season for some. Let's face it, some people love Christmas. I love Christmas. I really do. I really love Christmas. And, you know, I have things that are difficult at Christmas. In my own family, I have difficulties at Christmas. But I still love Christmas because it's more about why we celebrate it and it's more about others. It's not just about us and how we're feeling. And it's about God's hope and his peace and his love and all those things that go together with it. And so it's interesting. You get to the end of the year and most people are exhausted at this time of year. Most people. And sometimes, you know, your excitement for life or your elasticity for coping with things gets less. But that's where the peace of God steps in, church. You know, last week we got some bad news about our house. It's only a month to go to complete the contract. And the developer has decided to cancel the contract a month before our house is due. After a 3-year-long journey, which means we have to make a decision about whether we take it further. We've got a solicitor. Whether we take it further and take it to court. Because there is a blessing there of ours. There is a blessing of ours there to be had. Or whether we just walk away. And so we're still in that decision process and we're getting more advice. And any prayers would be very much appreciated and needed at this time. But even through all of that and the frustration of that and what runs through your mind when things happen after waiting 3 years for something, what runs through your mind is God's in control. He's in control. It doesn't make sense in the natural, but in the spiritual, he's in control. See, we carry a peace that no other person can understand unless you come to Christ. It's like once you come to Christ, you open up your heart and you admit that you cannot do everything without the Creator in our life. Something happens, a change comes, and it's like you get a download of peace and hope and love, acceptance, the whole deal, knowing that you belong and that you have a future. You know, that's what we do and that's the life we live. And so I want to encourage you this morning, even through this time or through the things you've walked through this year and maybe have to walk through next year, I pray not, that you understand and hold onto and grasp the peace of God, the Prince of Peace who's in control, the destiny that's in all of us and purpose for God's purposes to change this world for the better, to set things free that are captive, to set right what needs to be set right on earth for the glory of God and His purposes. Be blessed, church. 2 minutes. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Tag. Woo! Move your gear.
All right.
Thank you. Wow, I've got heaps of time now. I've been adding it up. Well, we've had hope and we've had peace and I've got joy. Yeah. Woo! I love joy. Joy's good. Because I've got to tell you a couple of jokes for a little bit of joy. I had a dream last night that I was a muffler. I woke up exhausted. I used to have a job in a calendar factory, but I got the sack because I took a couple of days off. Come on. One more. This is the last one. My friend Gav died yesterday after taking too many heartburn tablets. I can't believe Gav is gone. Well, my point with that is that joy is not joy until you give it away. So I'm actually giving joy away to you today. There was much joy around the coming of Jesus. And we see it in the story in Luke. But what I really would love to say is that for this Christmas time, bring joy back. Bring joy back into your family. Bring joy back into your life. You know, the footy show had Bring Back the Biff. You know, and that's not so good. But let me tell you, if I had a shirt, I'd go, bring back joy this Christmas. Joy has to come back to our life. Sometimes we just get too bogged down in our stuff and we've got to let joy come back up to the surface. Joy is a huge emotion. I don't know whether you've thought about it, but joy and what's the opposite of joy? Sadness, sorrow. And joy and sadness seem to be huge emotions to the left and huge emotions to the right. And it's like they come from the same well sometimes. Who knows, you've been at an event and you're full of tears and sadness. And then within seconds, it's like, I'm laughing. Like, I can't work that out, you know. Like, sadness and joy seem to come from the same place. But there's a scripture, Psalm 30, verse 11. He turned my mourning into dancing. He turned my sorrow into joy. Sing up, everyone. A song of praise instead of sadness. And for the joy. Do you don't know this song? Am I on my own? Oh. It's not country. That was Calypso, brother. Calypso, didn't you? Da, 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 da. Bring joy back, that's what I say. Bring back joy to Christmas. All right, well, what about this song? Isaiah 51:11. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come and sing in unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Come on, stand up with me. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come and sing in unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Woo! For the redeemed of the Lord. You can sit down now. Are you getting some joy? Is joy coming back to the surface? prove it. Yay! All right, good on you, Deb. Love Deb. The kingdom of God is focused on what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You know, the opposite of all of that is condemnation, discord, and sadness. And there's none of that here. It might have been in that devil wing fella over there, that red cape dude, bringing condemnation and discord and sadness. If you're feeling those things, you know you can push them aside and you can bring back joy. That's what's got to happen this Christmas. I think I don't know about you, but sometimes we get into the Christmas day and it's like, relief, the year's over. And we sort of sit and we either watch the movies or we do the family thing. We do all of those things. But, you know, like I would love it that we just have a good old laugh for Christmas. I'm wondering if you could take a little video clip of yourself laughing and post it back to me. That'd be awesome. Christ is the good news story. That's what the joy is all about. Joy came to town when Jesus came. In Luke chapter 2, there was much joy surrounded the Christmas story. In Luke 2, verses 8 to 20, but in verse 10 it says, the angels say, and they sang, I bring good news of great joy that will be for all the people. And why was it so exciting? Because like 700 years before this, there's been these prophecies and nothing had been fulfilled. Nothing had been fulfilled for 700 years. Who knows, that's a long time. And like it's like the culmination of the ages is the ending of one covenant and the beginning of a new one. Jesus comes right at the culmination of the ages. And it's right there that joy, that peace, that hope, that love enters the world. And there's much joy and celebration about that. And I'm trying my darndest to get this across to you this morning. And so the angels were rejoicing and they were singing. And in verse 13, there's much joy yet again. And suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel praising God. You know, there's much to do with praising God. Joy is all about praising God. You won't get joy unless you give it. You've actually got to praise God and then the joy comes. So you actually got to pull it up out of that well, that store place inside of you, and let it go. Ha ha ha. He he he. Ho ho ho. Getting a little freedom this morning. Joy is infectious. Who knows if you get to that place and there's someone's telling a few jokes and all of a sudden you start to laugh a little bit and you laugh a little bit more and then it doesn't really matter what anybody says, you're just going to laugh at it. You know, it's like laugh at the finger type thing, you know what I mean? And that's where we've got to get to. We've got to get that, let the joy come up. You've got to start it. You've got to kickstart it. And if I can kickstart it in you today, that would be awesome. Joy is infectious. Ho, ho, ho. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, 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 hey. Ooh, 17 seconds. Verse 20 says, the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they'd heard and seen. There was huge joy around this. It was a massive celebration of joy coming to town. It's so good. And I want to hear the thing. Over time. Okay, get your joy back this Christmas. It's really important.
Yeah, I love that. Joy. Joy, joy, joy. I've got the joy, 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 joy. Anyway, oh, man, I love it. Love it. Isn't that good? No, I won't start singing. It's all good. Who knows that I got love. I got the good one, I reckon. Love culminates all of those things. You know, When you're in love, who's ever been in love?
Only once.
Only once? Nice. Who's still in love? Oh, how nice is that? That's lovely. But there's just something about being in love in there. You know, everything looks good. Doesn't matter. You're walking down, the garbage truck goes past and you go, gee, that looks awesome. You know, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, you know. It doesn't matter what you see. That's just fantastic. It's just awesome because I'm in love, you know. There's a truth of it. We're wearing our rose-coloured glasses when you're in love. And, you know, the other person, you know, they say that love is blind, and for some people I can see why they say that. But, you know, like, it's the truth. It's just the truth. You know, but when you're in love, that other person just looks, man, they just look fantastic. You know, they could wear a Hessian bag and they'd look awesome. You know, it's just the way it is because you're in love. There's just something about love. It just grabs your heart, your little heart patters every time they come into the room. Every time they leave the room, you go, oh. You know what I mean, eh? Love is the most important thing. It's not one of the important things. It's the most important thing. Without love, we're nothing. Without love, life is boring. When you get in love, all of a sudden you get this joy. That joy that Anthony was talking about. You get the Father's love in your heart. You get Jesus on the inside. And I tell you, there's something of the love of God that just makes you smile. You know? And then you can look at the ridiculous things that happen in life, like Diane was saying, what's been happening to us. And it's almost like, are you kidding me? Who runs my life? God. And guess what? He loves me. And he loves you. And so in John, if you've, you probably haven't got your Bibles, but in John 3:16, of course, the famous piece of scripture, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting joy. That's pretty cool. Even though one would die, in the flesh, we really don't die. We go on forever. That's pretty cool. I was at a funeral today. I was at a funeral a couple of days ago. And, you know, I've been to some funerals where there was great sadness at the loss. And yes, we still feel the loss. We still feel the sadness that the person has departed, shuffled off the mortal coil, as it were. But she was born again. She was a Christian. And we're all going, half a luck. She's going to be with the Lord. And there's a joy in that because we know that God loves us and we know that God loved her. And therefore, we'll see her again. That's just so exciting. We have a joy. We have a love on the inside of us that passes all understanding. And when things get tough, we've got to think about the love of God. What is it? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That love that God's put on the inside of us can overcome anything. Anything at all. I'm doing all right.
Thank you for joining us today. Central Life Church is an Australian independent church meeting at Unit B5, 4 Dalmerston Avenue, North Wyong, New South Wales. For further information, go to our website at www.centrallife.com.au. Email us at contactus@centrallife.com.au.